streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go on a lively news-breaking Wednesday. We're in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. 1 hour from now, Joel Klatt, some tasty college football coming up this weekend. Joy Taylor, who's got her serious look on today. Joy Taylor looks like the superintendent of a school district, and she's walking in to fire one of her teachers.
Oh, I'm firing a teacher?
You're firing a teacher today. You look very...
Can you fire teachers like that?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have unions and
maybe
stuff.
Maybe I'm like a...
Very.
I feel like an accountant.
You're very serious. You're a professional something.
I did very bad in accounting in college.
So, you know, Joy, you and I are not really hype fest people on the Cowboys. I think we both kind of view the Cowboys as, I always say, they're good, they're fine. This is very interesting. I really like this move. And I've talked about this before. When an owner gets older, they want to win, and they may change their worldview on football. Jerry Jones has always been very emotional. He loves his players. One of my complaints has been for 2 years, they overpay. They pay good players great money. So yesterday, they released Jalen Smith. Now, they're on the hook for his contract this year, but not on the hook for his contract $9 million next year. This is very important. First of all, this is why the NFL is great. You don't get trapped with players. They draft Micah Parsons. He's a sensational talent. You have Van Der Esch, Neal from Atlanta. You don't need Jalen Smith. Jalen gets paid. Don't, you know, no sympathy there. He gets paid. Good guy. Great story. The Cowboys are now out of the contract as of next year. In baseball, the Brooklyn Nets, the Angels with Albert Pujols, the Brooklyn Nets with Kyrie. One of the things I always feel bad for fans is when you get trapped into these bad contracts, especially in basketball, you know, it's a salary cap league. And you're just trapped. Right now, you start looking at certain baseball teams and you're like, man, you got 9 years to pay a guy and he's already hit his peak. In football, this is why you can name the really, really bad contracts in the NFL on one hand. There's almost none of them. You get rid of Brady today. Be no cap hit, seriously, in a year. And that's the first part of it. This is good for the league. And Jalen Smith, good kid, great story. Jerry fell in love with him, 30-minute press conference. But he was no longer needed. They had a log jam at corner or at linebacker. But this is another reason I like this. Because I have been complaining about the Cowboys for several years. The one thing that guarantees you will not win a Super Bowl in any salary cap league is paying great money to good players. I'm all for paying LeBron and Brady and Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, everything the market offers. But do it infrequently and do it with great discretion. But this move is very interesting because it's coupled with a couple other things. So now this morning, by getting rid of this contract, who do the Cowboys pay big money for? Their quarterback, you should. A star receiver, you should. A pass rusher, DeMarcus Lawrence, you should. And their offensive line. Well, you want to protect your asset with Dak. Now, are they overpaying for Zeke? Yes, but because they pay Tony Pollard nothing, the backup, the unit as a whole is reasonable. But here's the other thing. By hitting a home run with Micah Parsons in the draft and hitting a home run last year with Trayvon Diggs at corner, now the Cowboys are not overpaying for any of their linebackers. In fact, their linebacker unit this morning is almost a bargain. Their secondary, Byron Jones, gone a couple of years. They've got a star. It's almost a bargain. Not paying any of their safeties. Dallas this morning is overpaying a running back. But if you look in the NFL at the positions you should pay, quarterback, O-line, star receiver, pass rusher. So the combination of moving off Jalen Smith, he gets paid. No pity party, great kid, he gets paid. The Cowboys get rid of a bad contract, and now because they've hit two home runs in the draft, both their secondary and linebacker units, oh my, it's almost like they're getting a deal. That's incredibly important to win Super Bowls. That you draft a Mahomes and you, for 3 years, don't pay him anything. You draft a Josh Allen and get a break for 3 years. That's how Goff gets to a Super Bowl. That's how the Cleveland Browns, because they haven't paid Baker yet, have this incredible O-line and receiving core and Myles Garrett, and they paid for a secondary. So this is a really big day for the Cowboys. They hit on two draft picks. They move off Jalen Smith. Now their books look like championship books. Okay, they're overpaying for a running back. You have a right to overpay for somebody. I mean, Sammy Watkins, good receiver. I swear to God, every team he's been on, he's been overpaid. He's been overpaid by four teams. But he's fast. He's good in the playoffs. You have a right to overpay for somebody. But it all of a sudden this morning, I look at the Cowboys and their structure, and I'm like, all right, that's the way to do it. You're getting a two or three of your stars you're not paying anything to. You're paying all the right positions and units. By the way, they also hit a home run with CeeDee Lamb. So now you got CeeDee Lamb, Trayvon Diggs, Micah Parsons, way outperforming their contracts. That's how you win Super Bowls. You can't pay great money to good players and have no value. You've got to find some labor on the market that you're winning in a salary cap sport. Now they're winning with three different players and they moved a bad contract. I think it's a very good day for the Cowboys. The books are much cleaner today. They look like a championship accounting set. That's the way the great ones do it. They're getting value on a lot of people so they can overpay for their quarterback or their left tackle. That's very exciting for them. The Herd, by the way, brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. Be a sub above. So this next story is, you know, I always had this theory. Smart people don't have a right to get conveniently dumb, right? Remember the Deflategate? I was always very suspicious of that. Bill Belichick has his fingers on the pulse of the whole franchise. Suddenly, when it came to footballs, no idea what's going on here. I don't even check the footballs. I was like, yeah. Suddenly, he was conveniently absent-minded. I was always a little, I don't know what happened with Deflategate. I mean, it's not a Brady thing, really. He's still great. But Aaron Rodgers is really smart. really smart. He's one of those guys that, you know, he's manipulative and he can see around corners. He's a very smart guy. So in the last couple of weeks, he's made comments. They played the Steelers before they played the Steelers, after they played the Steelers. He talked about Mike Tomlin. And let's not go crazy here, but Aaron is too smart to conveniently suddenly become very casual with his love fest with Pittsburgh. He was on the Pat McAfee show, our friend Pat McAfee. Here's what he said.
I'm a big Mike Tomlin fan. I have been for a long time. I like the way that he speaks about his team. I like the way that he goes about his business. You know, I like his confidence. I've heard nothing but good things from guys that have played there. I like Mike Tomlin. Look, I'm just speaking the truth. They asked me a question about Mike Tomlin. I'm going to tell them how I feel about Mike Tomlin. If you want to take that and run with it and say I'm, you know, angling for, you know, some sort of next team or something, I'm not. I'm just answering a question about my respect for Mike and what he's accomplished in the league.
By the way, Pat was not drinking apple juice there. So here's my point. Aaron knows what he's doing. So the Pittsburgh Steelers currently have 3 losses. Look at their schedule. I count at least 9 more losses. This is going to be a bad team. Yeah, I'm sorry, but they're not going to beat Seattle. They're not going to beat Cleveland, at the Chargers, Baltimore, at Kansas City. They're not beating Cleveland this year. They're not beating Cleveland. Get over it. They're not beating Baltimore. Not happening. I'm not sure they're beating Cincinnati. I may give you that one. But this is very interesting. So combine that with the fact that, oh, Baltimore appears to have a star quarterback who can throw. Oh, Joe Burrow's really good and has star receivers and only getting better. Oh, Cleveland's got a really good head coach and a great O-line and a really sharp GM and a franchise quarterback they mostly love. Pittsburgh is staring at a hole for years. Don't forget, the Packers disappeared for a decade in the 80s before Favre. They disappeared. Disappeared. New England disappeared for years pre-Brady. The Giants have been doing a pretty good job the last 6 years of disappearing. This is not college football. You fire the coach, you get a new guy in, you got a big brand, you recruit a bunch of players. You don't get the quarterback right, you can disappear. So the division, the quarterbacks, you have at least 2 stars, and Baker probably remains in Cleveland. So you're going to, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, with that defense and Mike Tomlin, you're going to just roll the dice on a 50% hit rate first-round college quarterback.
Really?
You do remember how many quarterbacks you moved through between Bradshaw and Big Ben. About 12. This franchise has a history. They had Bradshaw, they had a bunch of guys, and then they hit Big Ben. And that's the only time they won Super Bowls. The Rooney family remembers very well that big gap between Bradshaw and Big Ben. How do you solve it? You don't go college. You go get Aaron Rodgers, who, unlike a college quarterback, doesn't have a 50% hit rate. He's got a 100% hit rate. What wins in sports in 2021? Aggressive. We've seen it with the Dodgers. We've seen it with the Lakers. We see it with everybody. Is Aaron's going to casually just throw it out there? Aaron Rodgers is way too smart to just throw it out there. He wants people to know, I like Tomlin. And by the way, players do. Mike's great. But if you think he's just throwing it out there, he's not throwing it out there with a lot of other coaches. He's not throwing it out there with, you know, Pete Carroll. They got a quarterback. They're not throwing it out there with Kansas City. I love Andy Reid. Well, they got a quarterback. He's throwing it out there with the one franchise with a great defense, great wide receiver talent, great ownership group, great GM, great scouting, who just happened to have a quarterback who should be in a rocking chair. Aaron Smart. You don't get to be conveniently silly and glib when you're as smart as Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, you know, and I know, Green Bay wants to get Aaron into the AFC. They don't want to have to face Aaron Rodgers again. They want him in the other place. So if that's why even Belichick traded Garoppolo to the NFC. And that's just Garoppolo. He didn't want a chance of Garoppolo to come back and beat him. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's Aaron's too smart. I never give smart guy, oh, just deflate gate, balls. Who knows what happened? Be a break. Phil Jackson, and I love Phil Jackson, the coach of the Lakers, legendary coach. He used to do this all the time. Phil would rip officials. So anytime he lost a big playoff game, he would hammer on the officials, and it would be very subtle. And then they would, you know, they would fine him, or and he would be like, well, what do you mean? I was just saying that Hugh Hollins, it seemed, it's like, no, Phil, the greatest living basketball coach, was doing his thing to manipulate officials in an off day. They read it in the paper. He'd argue about how they're grabbing Shaq and they're not giving him. And then the officials, the fans read it. They feel pressure. The fans are the game of manipulation. But Phil was too smart to conveniently act dumb. Well, it was just a comment about an official. What are you talking about? Just keep your eye on Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. Perfect landing spot for him. It, by the way, if you're Pittsburgh, go ahead, draft a college quarterback from Liberty against Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, even Baker. All right, good luck. 50% hit rate. I'd rather go with 100% hit rate. That's just me. Crazy me. I got good stuff today. Somebody told me Nick Wright still thinks the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL. It's so adorable. He'll be joining us this hour.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The compact GLA at Mercedes-Benz, not the size of the SUV in the fight, size of the fight in the SUV. Mercedes-Benz, USA.com, 250 dealers nationwide. So this is a story. Stephon Gilmore is a very talented corner for the New England Patriots. He'd had an injury. He's not in shape. He's not ready to play, but he's very talented, very experienced, two-time Pro Bowler, very smart. The Patriots have released him. It says they could trade him eventually without getting too wonky. He has value. Outside of the L.A. Rams, I think almost everybody in the league is looking for a corner. The Rams have Darius Williams and Jalen Ramsey, one being very expensive. They're pretty much set there. They don't have a ton of cap availability. But outside of that, a lot of people are going to kick the tires on this. Tampa, Seattle, to me, feels like a leader in the clubhouse. Almost everybody. There's so many good receivers now. We talk about this all the time. There's not many great corners. So, you know, Miami's got one. The Cowboys now have one. There's not a lot of great corners. The Rams have one. Somebody's going to want him. But what's interesting here is he was on a slight decline. The kind of decline Aaron Rodgers was on a couple years ago when they drafted Jordan Love. The kind of decline Eli Manning was on when they drafted Daniel Jones. The kind of decline Big Ben's been on for 5 years. The Steelers did not draft a successor. So this is very much on brand. They are not waving the white flag here. They are not surrendering the season. What I like about this for New England is somebody chasing a ring, keep your eye on Seattle, older coach, Pete Carroll, 70, wants to get another Super Bowl ring. He's got a national title. He's got a Super Bowl. He wants another one, right? The legacy guarantees Hall of Fame. I wouldn't be shocked if Seattle, they drafted a corner. He's not playing at all. Small kid out of Oklahoma, not ready to play in that division. Keep your eye on teams that are chasing a ring. There's five or six, Tampa, Seattle, Kansas City perhaps. They're in the Super Bowl window. Those are the teams to keep your eye on. But my other takeaway on this, it's a real smart move. Just because the Patriots are 8-12 since Tom left, they're not changing their identity. Their identity is Bill Belichick will not pay players for what they have done. He will pay players for what they're going to do. And it is the job of good front offices to notice those granular declines. Aaron for 3 years. That's why I defended Jordan Love as a pick. I don't think you should have drafted a running back with a second pick, nor given up picks to get Jordan Love. But this is what teams do that are smart. They don't radically change their ideas. Gilmore is now expensive and declining. The Patriots have been very good at drafting and developing secondary players, especially corners. This is a smart, thoughtful move by New England. It should not be viewed as a waving the white flag, even though they can't win home games now. It's not. This is what they've been doing for years. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Very serious accountant, Joy Taylor.
Very serious. You right. By the way, I love the look. And you have the ability to look different every day. I do not. You're like a chameleon. If it's the fall, you look one way. If it's the summer, if it's raining out, it's very professional.
Well, we went over this yesterday. I'm a very expressive person.
There you go.
Kyler Murray is having a phenomenal season and is leading the talks for MVP. According to Fox Bet, he's the current favorite at plus 550, followed by Patrick Mahomes, plus 600, Josh Allen, plus 650, Tom Brady, plus 800, and Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, and Dak Prescott. At plus 1,000.
Dak's undervalued there.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so
Dak's
as well.
The best. To me, Dak's the best bet.
I had Josh Allen going into the season.
Yeah, and he has a chance. He's going to light up Kansas City this weekend, despite what Nick Wright thinks. Oh, I think Buffalo's going to wipe him out.
Light up?
I think Buffalo is the best team in the league right now by
in
a couple
Kansas
touchdowns.
City?
Oh, I think it's irrelevant. Justin Herbert beat him there. Well, the Chargers aren't as good as Buffalo.
I don't know if I'm ready to go light up yet, but their defense has been playing like for as many points as Buffalo's been putting up. You have to get their defense some credit as well. But Kyler Murray is 4-0 and it has a 76.1 completion percentage, 9 passing touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 109 rushing yards, and 3 rushing touchdowns. And that is quite improved from last year. His completion percentage, at least. And Mahomes, obviously, has the second best odds. He has 1,218 passing yards, 14 passing touchdowns, 92 rushing yards, and 1 rushing touchdown. But Kyler Murray's team is playing better, which accounts a lot for happens with the MVP race.
They are playing better, but a lot of it's that.
Yes, which is Kyler Murray.
Cliff Kingsbury, fired in college, now leads the toughest division. A lot of it is Kyler Murray. It's amazing the coaches we now think are dummies and are geniuses. It's amazing. All the ones that are geniuses now, they all have a quarterback who just makes plays.
Well, I mean, I don't don't know. I think we're kind of measured with that. And I don't think that, I think that maybe Cliff Kingsbury gets a little too much heat for not being a good coach. It's not like they had a bad season last year.
No, that's fair. I mean, I will say this. Kyler's gotten better every year.
Yeah.
It's not, Kyler doesn't get all the credit for
and
it.
And the team has gotten better every year.
Yes, that's
which is all you can ask for from a coach. Now, they host the 49ers on Sunday. This is an interesting weekend for that division because you have the Seahawks and the Rams tomorrow night.
By the way, that's on Fox. That is maybe the best Thursday night game that's ever been played.
It's incredible.
I mean, it's going to be, Seattle now is in real trouble.
Yeah.
They can go 2-3. The Rams coming off an awful performance, like a really bad performance. That is as good a football game on a Thursday night.
Yeah, it's must watch. But that's a divisional game. And then the Cardinals play the 49ers on Sunday. So a lot, this is a really big weekend for that division. And the Cardinals are favored by 5.5, according to Fox Bet. So those are two games that are going to have a lot of influence on the rest of the season moving forward.
I'm just going to say that I'm going to throw this out there. I do not want to step on the toes of the marketing people at this company. Mm. But if we are not advertising Thursday's great game as the greatest Thursday night game in the history of the league, then I think we're missing the mark. Does everybody understand how many stars are on Thursday? How big that game is.
I just think it's an incredibly important game, aside from all the
stars.
Remember
when we used to get on Thursday night, like 6 years ago, you'd get a team from Spain and the Jacksonville Jaguars in their 18th uniform, and it was like we wouldn't even talk about it the next day. Now the games are divisional rivals playing the most important game of the season. The Thursday night games 5 years ago were, honestly.
It's almost like we're smart people when we figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had anything to do with that. I'm just taking credit for it. So Monday brought word that the Washington football team's head athletic trainer, Ryan Vermilion, has been placed on administrative leave due to an ongoing criminal investigation unrelated to the team. Ron Rivera's first 2 years at the organization have seen its share of off the field issues, and Rivera was asked what he would say to people that say there's a black cloud over the team.
Well, that's what we're trying to correct. That's what we're trying to fix. But for whatever reason, we just keep getting drawn back into things. So, guys, at the end of the day, we're going to let this play out, and we'll trust in the system, and we'll go from there.
Now, look, this is completely unrelated
to football.
Ron Rivera
yeah.
and to football, yeah. which is why he said we'll let the system figure it out. But there are certain teams in certain leagues that just seem to always have something going on.
Yeah.
And I think Ron Rivera was a great hire for this reason, because yeah. Ron is a guy that is very well respected.
Yeah.
And you saw it last year that he came in and we were saying like he's really changed the energy up with that organization. For an organization that has an owner that has had habitual issues
yeah.
in many spaces,
yeah.
he really has changed the branding of it. But obviously, that also was reflected on the field.
Right.
This year, they seem to have taken a step back, specifically with the defensive side of the ball. They are ranked 29th in total defense, 30th in scoring defense, and 29th in pass defense. Last season, second in total defense, fourth in scoring defense, and second in pass defense. So there's something going on with that defense.
Right.
I mean, that is a dramatic change. It can't be more dramatic than,
yeah.
than
They're
that.
Not real good at corner. I watched the Washington-Atlanta game, and my takeaway is, Joy, is it's not right. That you cannot give up. That game shouldn't be competitive.
No.
It's weird. Your offense, this is a weird, I don't have time for it now because I got to get to Nick Wright and tell him how Kansas City's going to get drubbed this weekend. But great defenses, unless you have like a Seattle or Baltimore where you have like 9 Hall of Fame like guys, it's weird in the NFL. Defenses can go from really good to, like Tampa this year. You're like, what's wrong with the defense? Offenses, a good offense this year is going to be a good offense next year, because
yeah.
it's mostly driven by a play caller, an O-line, and a quarterback. But defenses are weird. Like, I've seen really good defense. Where did they go?
But you can also lose physicality. Like, 1 year of getting older can be a massive difference for
yep.
a unit, like an offensive line or an
yep.
entire defense when you have big playmakers.
Yep.
So finally, the Nets are beginning to lose hope that Kyrie Irving will be available for home games.
Oh, God.
Due to concern over his vaccine status, according to a report, sources told ESPN that Irving's decision to get vaccinated remains unclear for this season, and the team hasn't made a decision regarding the status of him as a part-time player
yeah.
if he doesn't get vaccinated. And according to the report, they were optimistic he would get vaccinated, but, quote, hope is waning, and they will have to consider the possibility he's not going to be available for the foreseeable future.
Oh,
so
Lord.
The NBA said last month players who are unable to attend games because of local mandates will not be paid for the games that they miss.
Shouldn't be.
Now, so that would apply to New York and to the Bay, to San Francisco. Toronto has a national interest exception that the Raptors GM just announced. So those players have to test negative and then they have to be basically quarantined to the team hotel and the arena when they are in town. So he would be able to potentially play in Toronto if everything stays the way it is now. But he would obviously not be paid for home games. And aside from the pay, which only really pertains to Kyrie Irving and none of the rest of us, he will not be able to play in those games.
It's insane. I mean, it's a team sport. I'm sorry. This is not skiing or tennis. You can make your own decisions. You don't affect hundreds of other people and team. It just drives me nuts. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line.
By the way, I want to go to Nick Wright, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Now, before we get to the Bills-Chiefs game, which is just going to be really lopsided, let's forget that for a second.
I agree. Well, go ahead.
So I saw this morning. I think you and I are on the same page here. The Brooklyn Nets are a 72% chance, according to the NBA GM survey, to win the championship. And I'm like, they still have no rim protector. Two of their best players are always hurt. Kyrie's on his own spaceship. What is your take? I mean, I don't even understand. I mean, you and I think
we
the
just
only-
have to stop acting like. We have to stop acting like the Nets have a big three. The Nets big three is an idea. It's something you can use in 2K. It's not something that existed last year in the regular season. It didn't exist in the postseason. It's the preseason, and it doesn't exist now. So Kyrie either will get vaxxed or he won't. If he doesn't get vaxxed, then I don't see how he can play at all. You can't have a guy who can't practice or play home games and be like, we'll see you on the road, though. So he's either on the team or he's not. But even if he's on the team, what makes you think he's actually on the team? Last year, he took paid time off mid-year just because, and then he did what he typically does, which is get hurt for the postseason. 2015, he wasn't available for the end of the postseason. 2018, 2020, 2021. So scratch him off the table. And then you have James Harden, one of the best regular season players ever, whose next great playoff moment will be his first. So then you have Kevin Durant, who's unquestionably one of the 15 greatest players in league history. However, he doesn't have a ton of experience of playoff success without another league MVP alongside him. The one time he had to play in the playoffs without Russell Westbrook in OKC, couldn't beat Zach Randolph and the Memphis Grizzlies, and last year they didn't get out of round two. So I get the idea of the Brooklyn Nets. They're like an NFT. It sounds good, but can you touch it? No. Like, so I don't understand how we're just going to be like, yeah, their third best player currently is not allowed in the building, and the NBA made a rule specifically designated to change the way their second best player plays, but I'm sure they're going to be fine. I don't think they're going to be fine.
By the way, just one more NBA topic, because the regular season starts here pretty quick. LeBron, by the GMs voted, kind of it's amazing, top five at three different positions, and I know that struck you at some point.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just fascinating. I mean, so LeBron's going into year 19, and the GMs of the league said he's one of the five best point guards and one of the five best small forwards and one of the five best power forwards. And if you, so Kobe probably had the best year 19 of any player. He played 35 games and averaged 22 points. Duncan, it was his final year, he was 8 points a game. Karl Malone, it was his one Lakers year, he was 14 points a game. Kareem was around the same. It was his second last year. Meanwhile, LeBron in year 19 is considered a top five guy at three of the five positions on the court. It is, and I don't want to get into the Jordan, LeBron, Kareem debate, but it is why, when it is all said and done, and people look at this years down the road, they are going to say, How did people even ever argue about this? When Michael Jordan was 5 years removed from his last game, LeBron was a top five guy at three different spots? So, yeah, I mean, I'm bullish on LeBron this season, and I think the NBA GMs are as well. That we agree on. We disagree, though, on, I think, everything football-related, but I just I chalk that up to you've probably taken too much cold medicine this week because you can't really believe what you've been saying.
Okay, so let's pivot to Nick's NFL tiers, where he remains, despite the fact that the Chiefs are 31st in, like, almost every defensive category. They are a spectacular offensive team, and great offenses are always around at the end of the season. This is not the 70s or 80s. Yeah. The Chiefs have led in 65 straight games. They'll be around. That is not the question. The question is, will Mahomes often be a spectator at times against the better teams he'll face? So your NFL tiers, let's go to it. Let's tell people your tiers and where you're at this morning.
Well, yeah, listen, I have the Chiefs as the favorite, and I know it puts me in the drastic minority. It's just me and literally every sports book in Vegas and our friends at Fox Bet. They also have the Chiefs as the favorite. Where you won't see on there is your beloved Denver Broncos, who I believe as of last week you had as the fourth best team in football.
Yeah.
And I bring up the Broncos not to needle you, but because you are making the exact mistake with the Bills you made with the Broncos. You're like, oh my God, the Bills. The Bills, have you seen them the last few weeks? Colin, how many teams in the league do you think would be 3-1 or better if they had gone up against Big Ben, Jacoby Brissett, Taylor Heineke, and Davis Mills? Those are the four quarterbacks the Buffalo Bills have faced. The idea that you are not building into your math on how good the Bills are, the fact that they have played nothing but dreadful teams, yeah, is insane to me.
All right.
The Chiefs, meanwhile, yes, they have lost. They played the Ravens to the final moment. The Browns they beat. They played the Chargers to the final moment. And now they play the Bills. They're going to have a tough schedule. That's fine. But what makes you think that Buffalo can go to Kansas City and win? Well, what makes you think that?
Because,
what's the evidence of
because
it?
Buffalo's better than the Chargers, and the Chargers did it. Yeah, that's pretty simple.
Okay. Yeah, and the Chiefs are better than the Steelers. So then I guess it's not the transitive property does not apply in sports, and you know this. There are one-off events. However, I do believe the Bills will win if the Chiefs turn the ball over on their first three possessions like they did with the Chargers. But nobody thinks they're going to do that. And by the way, America, because Colin Cowherd won't tell you this, he's too busy slandering my guy Baker Mayfield and other things. But somebody on this wonderful Herd production staff put up on the screen at some point today Josh Allen's stats this season next to basically any other quarterback. Because he's looking up in the standings of passer rating at the likes of Daniel Jones and Taylor Heineke. He's 27th in the league in completion percentage. The Bills up to this point in the season are winning despite Josh Allen regressing back to rookie or second year Josh Allen. That's a statistical fact. Nobody wants to tell you about it on this show, which is why I'm here to speak true, hard, emotionless facts to Colin Cowherd.
Well, that's a pretty good argument. Okay, so I said this earlier. When you're smart, you don't get to conveniently be glib, absent-minded, forgetful, like Belichick Deflategate. Yeah, I don't know what's happening to the footballs. You know literally everything with the organization. Phil Jackson years ago would needle the refs in between games, get fined, and go, it's just a random comment. I mean, you can't talk about officials? No, Phil, everybody knows that. Aaron Rodgers is really smart. There's a term called in business, the ability to see around corners. He's very smart. He knows the only time he won a Super Bowl, he had his best defense. Peyton Manning's only Indianapolis Super Bowl, he had his best defense. Russell Wilson's only Super Bowl, his best defense. Tom Brady, majority of Super Bowls, with his best defense. Aaron looks at Mike Tomlin and that defensive team in Pittsburgh, and he knows the Packers, if they'd move him, would move him over to the AFC, and he knows, oh, hell, I can inherit Mike Tomlin's defense, the Rooneys. Great GM. I'm not saying
everything about it.
I'm not saying it's happening, but let's not be ridiculous and don't think Aaron at least is putting the seed out there, right?
Why don't we say it's happening? Why is it not happening? What's Pittsburgh's other option? You're totally right that Green Bay does not want to trade him within the conference. So just scratch off 15 teams.
Right.
And then in the AFC, it's a very short list of teams that don't either have their quarterback established or have just drafted one, like Jacksonville or Cincinnati or the Jets. So it's like Miami, Pittsburgh, and that's and the Colts, I guess. That's almost the entire list. So, I think on this one, you have totally redeemed your otherwise really shaky NFL takes today. I think this is spot on. I think him winking at Tomlin was not subtle. This is like, you know, this is the couple that's in marriage counseling and the guy is actively flirting with the counselor. It's like, okay, like we're still together though, buddy. So, yeah, I mean, this is, to me, this is not a crazy Colin theory. I think that if you had, I mean, look at that. They damn near look in love. I mean, and I don't blame Tomlin, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, Tomlin's like, I remember when I looked at Big Ben like that, but not anymore. And so, yeah, I think this is the likeliest outcome. Yeah. If Aaron Rodgers is not on the Packers next year, what is the most likely destination? I think it's Pittsburgh. And by the way, if they had Aaron Rodgers right now, they would be one of the three best teams in the NFL.
Yes, yes.
That coach, that defense, yep. Those receivers, yep. They just unfortunately have a quarterback that is done. So, yeah, I think it's a great fit. I think this is absolutely correct.
All right, I redeem myself. Nick, it's a pleasure to see you, my man, as always. Brilliant work. Nick Wright, First Things First. Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely. Anytime. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Sandwich day today. Joel Klatt, top of next hour. Very funny.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Michelin tires. Get them at Michelin wiper blades. Excuse me. Get them at Walmart. Weather's getting nasty. End of fall, into winter. Change your wiper blades. They use advanced technology. Hug your windshield. Michelin wiper blades at Walmart. It is amazing to watch the standard of New York sports has circled the drain for about a decade. New York sports fans got fired up because the Knicks just made the playoffs in the weaker Eastern Conference, that the Mets had a decent first half, that the Yankees almost were special. The Jets and the Giants both won last weekend. First time in 2 years it's happened, and everybody freaked out. The standard for sports in New York is just dropped. Conversely, everything in L.A. is good. Both are NBA teams. Both are NFL teams. Shohei Ohtani is going to win MVP. Dodgers are going to win. Do they play tonight? They'll win tonight. They'll get into the playoffs. It's just different. Maybe it's the sun. I don't know. But everything in New York's a mess. I will say this. The Yankees lost last night to the Red Sox. Not shocking. Gerrit Cole had struggled. They paid him a fortune. He had struggled in September. He struggled at Fenway. The Yankees hit for power. They do almost nothing else well. They're a totally uneven baseball team. The Dodgers are in a wild card because nobody's ever healthy. Mookie Betts was hurt. Bellinger was hurt. Walker Buehler. Everybody's been on the DL. Everybody's been hurt. The Yankees, it wasn't an injury thing. They're not very good. They've overpaid for Giancarlo Stanton. Gerrit Cole's good. He wasn't spectacular. But the one New York team I will defend, and let's just go to the data, that I actually, because the Brooklyn Nets now are a mess, and the Knicks aren't talented enough to do anything, and the Mets aren't going anywhere, and the Yankees have to rebuild some stuff. They really do. The New York Giants I'll defend. I defended them last week. I said last week it's easy to like the Packers. It's easy to like Kansas City. It's easy to like great. Nobody pushes back on Twitter. Go find a team that everybody thinks is bad and, you know, circle the wagons on them. And I said last week, the Giants are going to go to New Orleans and they're going to beat the Saints. I said, this team I like. Now, I don't think they're great yet, but I'm going to defend the New York Giants because the Jets aren't even close to being competitive against good teams. Forget the Tennessee win, please. All the sharps were on that. The Giants do three things well. Number one, Daniel Jones isn't the problem. He has cut down on his turnovers. He's big. He's strong. He's semi-athletic. He's crossed a threshold. The turnovers, the interceptions are gone. I watched almost the entire game with the Saints. He is not the problem. You have your quarterback. He ain't Kyler Murray, but there's not a lot of those out there. Number two, Joe Judge. He has coached 20 games for the New York Giants. 20. He's been blown out once. And that's in a rebuild with a young quarterback. Well, the division. I'm not talking division. Last year, they played Seattle and the Rams tight. They've been blown out once in 20 games. So it's a quarterback coach league. I think Daniel Jones is good enough to win, and Joe Judge is good. The other thing is Dave Gettleman is their general manager. His personality's a little odd. It can be a little off-putting. He's a little cocky. Whatever. I'm not going to judge him on that. You can rip Dave Gettleman, but I want to defend Dave Gettleman here because I've been critical of him. In an offensive league, he has been able to land Saquon Barkley, Kenny Golladay, who's now starting to play well, Darius Slayton, a very good receiver, Kadarius Toney, an excellent draft pick out of Florida, who is crazy, crazy electric, and their left tackle, who looked like he was going to be a bit of a mess, Andrew Thomas, their left tackle. And everybody said last year that was a bad draft pick. Last couple of games, it not just quarterbacks. It takes everybody a year to get this thing figured out. It looks like Thomas can play. It looks like he can pass block at least. He can play. So in an offensive league, they got a quarterback, a left tackle, several good receivers, a star running back. I think the Giants are a real team. Now, this week, they may be facing the most underrated team in the league, the Dallas Cowboys. So that's not a perfect matchup in Dallas. But all these New York teams are a lot of hype and a lot of nonsense. The Giants I buy into, they've got the right pieces. I think their GM's a little crazy, but you can look at his cupboard. It's full of good stuff. Joel Klatt next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.